In moments of ecstasy, Padre Pio would speak to his guardian angel, Jesus, and Our Lady out loud as if they were standing with him in the room. Join me as we explore the recorded account of the saint in dialogue with heavenly figures during a time of spiritual ecstasy.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story unfolds in the year 1911. Just a year after Padre Pio's ordination as a priest. He was sent from his hometown of Pretlucina to the convent in the small town of Venafro, not far from Pretlucina. In Venafro, Padre Pio, accompanied by other young friars, found himself under the guidance of Father Agostino of San Marco in Lamis. Throughout this period of Padre Pio's life, he struggled with frequent illnesses and was sent for a medical examination in the city of Naples. However, the doctors couldn't figure out what was causing Padre Pio's illness, so he was sent back to the convent. His health was so poor that he couldn't celebrate Mass, but he received communion daily in bed, making it his only sustenance for 21 days. During this period, Padre Pio would occasionally slip into a state of ecstasy, engaging in long dialogues with invisible beings. He conversed with our Lord Jesus, his Mother Mary, his guardian angel, and at times even Saint Francis of Assisi. The devil would also make appearances, trying in various ways to confuse Padre Pio and separate him from his love for Christ. Father Agostino did his best to record the words spoken by Padre Pio during these moments of ecstasy. What follows are Padre Pio's words during one of these moments of ecstasy that transpired on November 29, 1911, when Padre Pio was just 21 years old. These were his words. Angel of God, my angel, do you not care for me? Are you a creature or God himself? Are you the creator? No. So you are a creature of God, and you have laws to obey. You must be with me, whether you like it or not. At this point, Padre Pio burst into laughter. He then asked the angel, tell me, you must tell me, who was here yesterday morning? Tell me, who was it? Father Agostino, the superior, or perhaps his secretary? Answer me. Padre Pio persisted, seeking an answer, and once again broke into laughter. Tell me, because I won't leave you alone until you tell me. Then I will have to ask Jesus, and then you'll see. Padre Pio persisted, but received no response. In any case, he continued, I won't ask our mother, who is looking at me so sternly. She is so humble. Jesus, isn't it true that your mother is humble? Here we catch a glimpse of Padre Pio's affectionate bond with Our Lady. Through other accounts, we learn that he saw Our Lady during his prayers, and based on her smile or lowered gaze, he knew whether his prayers would be answered or not. But let's continue with the ongoing conversation. Padre Pio then addresses his guardian angel. So, young man, tell me, who was it? You are not answering again. He stands here like a statue. I want to know. I asked you something, and I've been waiting for an answer for a long time. At this point, he seemingly received some kind of response from his guardian angel, as he continued, My son, it took you a long time to answer. You made me talk so much. Yes, yes. So it was Father Agostino. Well, my angel, will you save him from the war? That rascal is preparing for him. Will you save him? It appears Padre Pio is referring here to the devil's attempts against Father Agostino. Jesus, tell me, why allow it? Won't you tell me? You will tell me. If you don't appear anymore, fine. But if you come, I will have to tire you. Then Padre Pio turns to Our Lady and Our Little Mother, always in the corner of my eye. I want to look you in the face. You must look at me closely. And he starts laughing again. Yes, yes, I know you love me, but you have to look at me clearly. Looking through Father Agostino's records, it is clear that Jesus, Our Lady, and the guardian angel were like old friends to Padre Pio. He chatted with them just as he would with anyone else. But what I find very intriguing is that the angel's presence was so awe-inspiring that Padre Pio sometimes wondered if he was in a conversation with God himself or just his guardian angel. This hints at how incredibly beautiful angels must be. While we may not experience such extraordinary encounters in our lives, we can take comfort in the fact that Our Lady and our guardian angel are watching over us. So let's truly embrace the presence of these heavenly protectors and pray for their guidance, intervention, and defense against all evil, ensuring our safe journey to heaven. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories or our playlist, Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.